Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Oklahoma City International Airport on Saturday, June 29th, Two Oceans 13, the day after Doug Benson Day in Oklahoma City, and what a Doug Benson Day it was. I'll play the audio of comedians Cameron Buchholz and Graham Elwood playing the Leonard Maltin game at the City Arts Center in Oklahoma City at the end of this mini. Well, it's going to be most of this mini. Actually, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of physical stuff, a lot of speaking that is difficult to understand, so good luck. But if you were there, thanks for coming, and thanks for being so cool. From the corrections department, yesterday I said it was 150 degrees in Vegas. It was actually 115. Sorry if my mistake ruined any of your plans. Mini-app, Twin Cities, let's do it. Tickets are going fast for my stand-up show at Acme Comedy Company on Thursday, July 11th, and for the Doug Loves Movies taping at the Varsity Theater on Friday, July 12th. And San Francisco, celebrate 710 with me at the Punchline. If you don't know what 710 means, look it up. DougLovesMovies.com for links to these and other shows. And now let's go to the Oklahoma City show last night, where the crowd was so nice, things got a little dark. We joined just as a bane-off between me and Graham Elwood is ending. Enjoy. Or at least, try to enjoy.
That's obscure.
Yeah. And the podcast listeners are joining us mid-bane-off, and they just took off the tail end of that. But now we got to say what's in the prize bag, which is hard for me to do and hold this phone at the same time. You guys have microphones in your hands. Mm-hmm. Here, reach in there, pull out each item, and I'll describe it. That's good. I should say this is a... Kevin Buchholz is reaching in the bag.
This is way more difficult than this.
Oh my god! Really? That really just happened? That's like the horrible claw game where you just can't get anything. This is a San Diego Comic-Con edition of the Infinite.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Robert Kirkman, you know him from Walking Dead. And then we've got this is cool, Cameron. This is like kind of a nod to your neck of the woods. Flip it over there, the other side. I signed the front of it. It's like a program from Fantastic Fest, this amazing film festival in Austin, Texas, where we were lucky enough to show the greatest movie ever rolled last September, and those showings were really fun. And a copy of Smug Life.
And the cover of the Word Guide Movies.
Yeah, there it is. Wow, that's like, the way that's displayed, that looks like, this is like some Price is Right shit. We should have people come up and guess how much that's worth. It's gotta be at least $15.
If you can spin the wheel, which I'm going over it,
you win the showcase showdown.
Have a pet spade and neuter.
No, whammies. No whammies. Answer in the form of questions.
No, sir.
Lincoln.
Please.
You're not Lincoln. I'm sexually doing it.
I will not. I don't do Lincoln impressions. I only do Ben. And English people.
Are we good?
I'm good. I'm sorry.
Let's see some name tags, Oklahoma City.
Oh, shit. See, that's why.
Best Doug Benson day ever.
You guys are awesome.
People brought gigantic signs. Take control of the Mitch on the Batman logo.
Graham, I am your
friend. Oh, this guy is your reckoning. He wants to go head to head.
You have a bag of gluten?
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker.
The guy from Dallas is here. He's got a dude on the movies, too. And in tiny letters it says Sam. Right?
Yeah.
Sam? God damn it. I'm not as stupid as I am.
You have a Shaq VHS? That's amazing, sir, that you went to a dollar store. A Shazam screener? How the fuck did you get that? Are you on the Shazam PR department?
I have no idea. I found it.
It was
like a garage sale.
I just picked that was in a garage sale? That wasn't in a collectible shop? No way. Really? This guy's got a sword. Wings over Eric, banana. Nice, you guys did a fucking great job.
Oh, yeah, this is amazing.
I just picked Paul purely because he had Paul Stanley on his. And I can't just ignore the star.
He's
child.
Got all the Pauls on
there. I don't care about
Paul
Stanley.
I've seen this before, and I think I named most of them.
I only care about the Paul Stanley.
Okay. I like Paul Shearer, he's cool. Paul Rudd is good.
I feel like having Mark Paul Gosselaar on there is kind of a cheat, though, because it's like, he's a Mark, not a Paul.
I will rock and roll all day and party every night.
All right, gluten fucking Bane. You motherfucker, you challenge me with a bag of gluten. It's like my kryptonite.
Come and get it.
These signs are amazing, you guys. Round of applause for all your signs. You guys, every year.
Let's also give a round of applause to Sunshine. It's all around a lot. It's nice. Enjoy it on my face. Oh, that's gonna stand. Yeah, that's not gonna. How long are we gonna watch this? Jenga torture. Oh, you got an idea, son.
Oh! That's how long you watch it, motherfucker.
I'm gonna hurl this microphone at it. Oh!
I'm telling you, gluten's pretty strong.
Okay, so.
Awesome
So, Cameron is playing for Paul, and Graham is playing for Dane. And thanks again to everyone for bringing name tags. And just a quick announcement, I think next year, on Saturday, June 28th, for the 5th annual Doug Benson Day, we do a Douglas Movies tape.
Ooh, Jack the Raptor.
I think that'll be fun.
That's right, Oklahoma City. I'll be back.
Oh, we're going to still have to talk about that, but I will be here for the fifth time. You know, I'm a traditionalist. I like traditions, and Graham's been here every year, so until one of us is dead.
Well, I'm going to Afghanistan. Hopefully.
I'm hoping the world doesn't lose both of us at the same time. So that's why I don't want to travel with you anymore. I worry about our adopted children.
I know. What are they going to do?
Let's play Let It All Game. Is that going anywhere? Did I miss something there?
No, the crowd was just really bummed out thinking about us both being dead. There's not a zombie apocalypse eating your city alive. We'll come back and play a game.
You just made it worse. Nothing like a little letter ball game to. Let's have Cameron pick a category.
Alright.
Between. Oh, that one seems inappropriate. After what was just said.
This is like a kid.
All right, I'll say it.
Then.
Finding Chemo. And that's movies with a character who has cancer.
Yeah, that was inappropriate. Way to go, Doug.
I mean, it's always inappropriate, but there's something about piling it on top of some other inappropriate talk that makes it more.
Yeah, it's like an inappropriate sandwich, like an inappropriate BLT.
Oh, can I get that without tomato? That sounds great right there.
Do you want your inappropriateness without tomato?
Yes, please. Super rhymy. That's movies that have rhyming titles. Yeah. Or, since we're in Oklahoma, North Dallas 40.
Wait.
No actual connection. But North Dallas 40, movies that have malt liquor in them. Movies with malt liquor in them.
I'm going to go Finding Chemo.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
I love it.
Camera buckles, ladies and gentlemen, Finding Chemo.
This is Doug Benson Day has yet to disappoint. It's been going great, hasn't it, Graham?
Like,
it was a great travel day. Everything was smooth, on time, or one thing was late, they had to change a tire. They talked us through it. It's going to be 5 minutes, everybody. It's going to be 2 minutes, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, we're almost ready to go. We've got to talk
tire?
All the way through.
Boom. Ow.
Yeah.
Landing nice. Got here. Had some nice treats. Good stuff. What are you talking about? There's a treats backstage.
The coconut water.
The coconut water.
The soap and nut water. That's a drinking soap water tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You're fine. He will drink Dorito.
All right, so maybe we'll be done those movies maybe next year.
Jesus Christ. No! Not without my baby!
We'll have more fun. It's going to be on a Saturday. Friday's a rough night to get up to a show and not be in a weird mood. Right? It wasn't getting here by 7:30 kind of like, didn't everyone have to move quickly?
Yeah.
That's a frustrating mode to be in when you're going to see, just to have some fun.
Yeah.
I gotta get there for the fun. God damn it, these fucking assholes are in front of me. They're not going to fun. They're going to their boring homes.
They're on my way out there before they're stupid.
Yeah.
Only people want to have fun should be on the streets.
Slap it. I prefer to slap it. There's a dent in it. I hurled the fucking microphone at that thing and it's still standing. So good job. And of course, another guest just dropped by.
Who?
From American Beauty. Cameron, would you like a movie with a character that has cancer in it from 1983 or 2011?
I will go with 2011.
Alright.
Alright.
Leonard Gibson. cigars. He says that Graham just did a weird knuckle dance. He says about it that it's based on a real life experience.
Are we playing one or two points?
This is it.
The one,
sudden death.
Sudden death?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm on a schedule. We want to meet everybody.
Okay.
We want to greet everybody. And then we have to go to a meet and greet. It's based on true experience, and the movie, Leonard calls it sure-footed. Yeah, sure-footed.
Boy, this movie's on some loose footing.
A movie which someone has cancer, and he lists eight names.
It's based on a true story.
How many, based on real life events, how many names do you get in camera?
I think I can do it in negative two names. Yes!
Kid loves his cancer movies. What are you doing that, Graham?
I know what it is. I'm just trying to think of the third name.
How much time do you think I'm going to give you for that?
5 minutes.
And how hard is it to think of the name when I keep asking you questions?
It's difficult. And I'm so on.
It's best of both worlds.
God damn it. Cameron, you shitty little motherfucker. Tim Mays. Does he know it? Is he going to get him in the right order? Well, I don't know what
you clearly don't, because you're going to be doing every second of the dance.
You're popping my body at night.
Cameron channeling a little Sam Levine. Yeah!
Sam
Levine. He's way too tall.
Sit down, sir.
I can't believe that guy walked through there. I'm going to give you an extra 5 minutes. That was really distracting.
He had a red shirt on,
so you were like, oh shit, should I stop thinking about it?
We had camouflage shorts on, so all I saw was a calf and a torso.
Somebody made a noise with some hole in their body.
Shit. I'm gonna go negative 3 names. Yes.
Oh, you did it. Cam,
do you have
Cameron's taking a sip of some
It's a name that movie, Cameron.
Yeah! Alright.
Name that movie, sir.
Alright, so this is the, I'm not gonna say yes or no to any of it. Just say the name of the movie and the Tom how many? Three names.
50-50. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, Angelica Houston. Okay, that would be my guess. But my actual answer is... Yay! God damn it.
So the third bill is Past and Future guest, Anna Kendrick.
I couldn't tell her name. I knew it was a girl from up in the air. And
I was like, maybe it's Anna Kendrick, but I was like, does Houston get a bigger billing because she's been a joke? Like...
Yeah, it's interesting thought process you had there.
But it was JGL top billed and then Rogan, correct?
But unfortunately, you are the loser.
But answer that question.
Your little monument that you're proud of is now a house of cards and no one cares about it.
What character are you doing?
It's a weird, now doing a cross between Werner Herzog and Bane.
Yeah, that's weird. Bane is definitely from Austria now? That's what we know. I am from a cave deep in the mountains, where the fever was part of the new shadows.
So Paul is our winner. Congratulations, Paul.
Yeah, right.
Come get your bag of stuff.
Answer my question. But JGL was top billed, right? It's JGL then Rogan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Congrats, dude. Do you want to hear it signed up?
Yeah.
All that trouble.
I give this back to you, Dave.
There's a shit out on the back of that, I believe. So I will happily say that.
You can tear it off.
In a moment. I can tear it off.
He needs a name tag back set. This is what I have.
There we go.
Thank you, guy in front row, for your assist.
Oh, this is a good one.
Anything else we need to say? Thank you to everybody.
This is so fun, guys. 4 years in a row. You guys are awesome. And I should have said Anna Kendrick, and that's my fault, and I'm gonna look at that and call it. Angelica Houston, god damn it.
Are you leaving while talking into a microphone? Just wandering off with the mic in your hand?
Sorry.
Just hear you in the green room.
God damn it. I would have known that.
Angelica Houston, what was I thinking?
Fuck Anna Kendrick, how did she stand it? She's the light ingenue.
The more I think about it, maybe Bryce Dallas Howard is building higher than Angelica Houston. Now that I think about it, what about Matt Fuhr? He used to be...
And just because he didn't come into like the second act, like until he gets sick, like it doesn't even make sense.
Max Headroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Philip Baker Hall, Jessica Parker Kennedy.
Philip Baker Hall, is it more than her? Okay, Dave, I apologize.
All right.
The gluten weakened me. I got too close to the gluten, and I fucking had a brain thing.
What is happening right now? You're wandering around the stage, like, and I'm ready to wrap it up, and you're walking around like, we gotta talk through some things. I've been inspired by the,
and as always, Comedy Club patrons who can quietly and gracefully handle the check drop is our shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room